Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
K-Rock. Stryker and Klein, mornings on K-Rock,
106.7 FM.
Roughly 24 hours ago, on Cahuenga in Hollywood, this was happening.
He was secured not only by tape, but it looks like he had some kind of a tether around him. So hopefully that is a good sign here. But they have removed that tether. They've got a line around him, and they've removed or they've cut away the tape. And so now they're going to begin the process of getting him down that ladder truck here. Again, you can see this is quite the publicity stunt as he steps away from the billboard. Steve-O is now off the billboard and is in the hands of the LA City Fire Department.
And joining us now on Stryker and Klein, what's up, Steve-O?
Oh, you know, I had a pretty crazy day yesterday.
Steve-O, I think this is the news that the world needed right now. Everything we get has been depressing and sad. And to hear stories trickle in through the radio station that a grown-ass man was taped to a billboard in Hollywood, it made everyone so excited. And then when we found out it was you up there, we got every single person I saw smiling for the first time in a long time.
Oh, well, that means a lot, man. I really appreciate it.
You know, when I look at a billboard that has graffiti on it, my first question is, how do they get up there? So how did you get up there and how did you pull this off? Because I always think to myself, this must have been done overnight when there's the least amount of people that would intervene and stop you in the process.
Right. It's a good question. I had a super professional crew, which the main guy, he builds gas stations. That's his thing. So we had two, they're called cherry picker cranes. And so, you know, we had two of them just because there was a lot of taping to do. But, I was, there's no damage done whatsoever to the billboard. It had, we had these straps, like tow truck straps, which are rated to hold over 5,000 pounds. We had two of them strapped over the billboard, fastened to the back to support this shelf that I was on. This shelf was built out of all metal. It was super pro.
Yeah.
And then I was clipped onto the shelf with the harness. I was also had a separate safety line clipped onto the billboard itself. So I wasn't going to fall anywhere. And so we did it. I was up there for a whole hour, and there was I was like worried that nobody was paying attention.
Well,
I would be so worried if I was in your shoes for about 2 minutes, but then I would realize, wait a minute, I'm Steve-O. If I go on YouTube, if I go on my Instagram and let people know where I'm at, it's going to get crazy out there. So how long before people started showing up to watch you?
Once it kind of popped up, it all happened pretty quickly. And, the police showed up, and it was important to me to not, like, waste a bunch of resources, because the last time when I did this thing in Hollywood and I was protesting SeaWorld climbing up that crane. Like I was legitimately remorseful about that. I genuinely felt like a real schmuck for doing that. And this time around, I wanted to be like this extra professional. As soon as the first cop showed up, my whole crew went over to tell them just exactly how it was done safely. And they said, hey, now he rented the billboard. We don't see a crime here. And I also said, hey, we've got our own, we've got our cranes across the street to get me down. I don't want to waste any of your guys' time. And when the fire department showed up, they said that they themselves had to get me down, even though we had the cranes to do it ourselves. They said that, as a matter of liability or something, that it was...
Plus, they probably wanted to meet Steve-O.
Yeah, it's such a responsible Steve-O now. He's got backup plans. I mean, you think about the Steve-O of 10 years ago. There were no backup plans or cranes waiting in the wings. And usually you would have had, you would have had bird seed on you up there. You would have been up there with a tiger. in some many ways, it's nice to see that you've evolved. Are you afraid you're going to get hit with a big bill from the...
I don't know what the situation is, how that works. All I know is that we were ready to bring me down, and they opted to do it themselves, and I'm just glad that they were able to do it very quickly and efficiently and let everybody get on with their day.
I have a question or two about the diaper you were wearing. Was this custom made? Was it just regular old standard Depends? And were you afraid you would have to use it if nobody discovered you after a long period of time? Or did you just use it for fun?
I was prepared to. I did have my coffee thermos with me, so I was ready to. I was ready to take quite a pee. But I never actually got around to it. I didn't get around to peeing. But I figured it would either be over quickly as it was, or it would develop into a very extended sort of David Blaine type situation.
Steve-O joins.
In the David Blaine scenario, then I think. I would have done quite a bit of peeing and perhaps pooping
in the diaper. I'm sure, yeah.
The new comedy special, Steve-O's comedy special, which is available to purchase and stream at steveo.com, is called Gnarly. When did you get this done, Steve-O? Was it something you did during quarantine in your place, or was it out on the road?
I actually worked on it for the longest time, and what I wanted to do with it, and I did successfully, I'm so thrilled about this, is marry my worlds all into one. So the actual comedy act is, a journey through my criminal record, through all this stuff, and the footage of the stories that I tell in the act is actually edited into the special. So from start to finish, it's completely multimedia. It's utterly explicit. And that's why you have to click that you're 18 or over to even watch the trailer. And it's just so exciting that I got the entire Jackass cast back together to shoot for it. Yeah, the whole gang's in it. And that was really, really, really special to me. And throughout the show, the guys come out on the stage intermittently. They come out, make cameos, and we do just next level stunts on the stage. There's all kinds of new. It just plays like a Jackass movie and a documentary and a comedy special, and it's just such my baby, man. I've never put more time, more money, more work, and for the final scene. I really wanted the grand finale to be special, so I blew up my living room with me in it. I actually ended up having to have skin grafts on 15% of my body, which doesn't sound like a lot, But it sounds painful, like a lot.
And listen, I know that you don't get the same necessarily credit as you know the big Hollywood actors like a Matt Damon or a Ben Affleck. They've never blown up their own living room to help make a feature, right? It's all special effects, CGI, and props. Steve-O does it all himself, which just gives you an idea of how dedicated he is to entertaining the masses.
And Steve-O, to your credit, man, 20 years you have been famous nonstop. Your work ethic is crazy. Your health, especially the last 12 years, we tip our cap to you. The special is called Gnarly. Find it on stevo.com. You mentioned the Jackass dudes, and I've read different things about a Jackass 4. Is that 100% locked in for 2021?
In this pandemic, I don't think anything's 100% for anything. But it is 100% that we started filming it. I mean, we made it 1 week into production, and that's... And that was really, I think, very fortunate because there were some question marks around, you know, a bunch of guys in their 40s, you know, a couple of us have actually hit 50. Does it make sense? Is it going to be creepy to watch? Is it, you know, like, I think that there were those question marks around it. And Paramount gave us a chance. We were able to film for one solid week. And the footage that we turned in was so explosive that it actually, I believe it made Jackass 4 like the pinnacle of the priority list at Paramount Pictures, which is really, really exciting. Who knows, man? The question is, are there going to be, you know, like, are the movie theaters going to stay in business? You know, I mean, I don't know. Like, it's a really, really crazy time. And to your point about bringing a smile into the news cycle, that's the idea of that really makes me very happy.
Well, Steve-O, caller 20, will get his diaper right now at 800-520-1067. We love chatting with you. Thanks for making everyone have a good laugh yesterday. I'm sure even as the firefighters were carrying you down from the ladder, they said, wow, this is way more fun than rescuing old women for a change.
Or a cat from a tree.
I suppose so. And thank you, guys. I appreciate you a lot.
Thank you, Steve-O. Have a great one. Again, it's called Gnarly, and find it on stevo.com.
He's Stryker. He's Klein.
Weekday mornings, 5 to 10.
It's K-Rock.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.